ADKT 564, which are proposed amendments to the Las Vegas Justice Court rules. Is Judge Saragosa still on the call?
Ma'am, I am.
Are you able to address 564 at this time, or do you need us to adjourn and come back?
Oh, no. I can do it right now and let everyone carry on their day. Thank you for letting me speak again. I will be brief because I have people waiting for me in the courtroom. So we currently, Las Vegas Justice Court currently has a body of rules known as the Justice Court Rules of the Las Vegas Township. They are local procedural rules. Many of those have been, it was stood up in 2004, amended in 2007, amended again in 2010. When they were amended, in our personal view, when a new rule came along, it was tacked on to the end. So they lack an organization to them. Several of the rules have been superseded by administrative order or suspended, excuse me, the word I'm looking for, suspended by administrative order. Two of those were directly in response to our work with the Civil Law Self-Help Center and Lauren Pena here to get the guide and file program up and running to allow that electronic ease of filing of tenants' affidavits. So in a cleanup effort, we have a plan in place to recreate our local rules one section at a time, if you will, by removing those rules from the old body of rules and standing up a new body of rules so that we can kind of do it piecemeal and in an organized fashion. So what we've done by way of ADKT 564 is remove our landlord-tenant summary eviction type rules from our local rules. There have been some minor amendments to very few of them, and then we've re-stood them up in an organized fashion in a new body of rules that we're asking to be passed today through this ADKT. Overall, there are very minimal changes, like I said, a few minor changes with respect to allowing that guide and file program to go through. And then our plan is to do the same with each section of our rules as we get to them. And I'm happy to answer any questions.
Are there any questions for Judge Saragosa on the 564 proposed rules? I have one question, Judge, and that is, have you thought through what conflicts, if any, there would be between these proposed rules and Exhibit A as modified by the Legal Aid's amended version of A, and then also for the Nevada Justice, the Nevada Judges of Limited Jurisdiction proposed rules, what conflicts, if any, do you see between them and this?
We don't see any conflict. The local rules are really more individual procedural requirements of the Las Vegas Justice Court. For example, they address the requirement of a tenant to post money with the court when they raise a habitability issue, if they're withholding it from the landlord. So the statute requires us to have a local procedural rule on how to do that. There are some procedural rules on our own internal workings, but we don't anticipate any conflict, no matter which version of any proposed rule is adopted.
Thank you very much. Do any of my colleagues have any questions of Judge Saragosa? Is there anyone else present who would like to offer comments on ADKT 564? Okay, the matter will be submitted, and we will take all of the discussion and written comments we've gotten today on 564, 566, 567 under submission and come up with something as we move forward in these shifting sands. On behalf of the court, I want to thank everybody who appeared and testified today and who submitted written comments. This is very much a community effort trying to address something for which we have no script. And I appreciate the input we've received from everybody. And we will be doing the best we can with this. So thank you, and we will be in recess until the further call of the board.